White House physician refutes rumors that President Donald Trump had a stroke. By Charlie Spiering on September 1, 2020. The White House physician issued a statement to reporters on Tuesday refuting the notion that President Donald Trump had a stroke. The president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, issued a statement to reporters confirming that Trump had not experienced or been evaluated for a stroke or a mini stroke or any acute cardiovascular emergencies. The president remains healthy and I have no concerns about his ability to maintain the rigorous schedule ahead of him, Conley wrote. As stated in my last report, I expect him to remain fit to execute the duties of the presidency. Trump has faced a number of stories speculating on his physical and mental health throughout his presidency, though the reports lack evidence of any serious health condition. The latest rumor was sparked by New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt, who reported in his upcoming book that Vice President Mike Pence was on standby to assume the powers of the presidency during a visit to Walter Reed Hospital in November 2019. Pence did not ultimately assume the powers of the presidency, the book notes. Earlier on Tuesday, Trump reacted to the latest rumors about his health highlighted in the corporate media, describing them as fake news. It never ends. Now they are trying to say that your favorite president, me, went to Walter Reed Medical Center, having suffered a series of mini strokes, Trump wrote on Twitter. Corporate media figures and some celebrities immediately questioned why the president spoke about a series of mini strokes as it was unclear which outlet was doing so. CNN analyst Joe Lockhart questioned Monday night whether the report meant that the president had a stroke. But Trump denied that he had a series of mini strokes. Never happened to this candidate, fake news, Trump wrote. Alluding to former Vice President Joe Biden, Trump continued, perhaps they are referring to another candidate from another party.